Good morning. Now, obviously, it is Tony Abbott Day today, crunch day for the Prime Minister, but I want to get you involved in this because this isn't just about Tony Abbott or Julie Bishop or Malcolm Turnbull or the Liberals. It's about us. This is our country they're mucking around with, for heaven's sake. But look, if Tony Abbott blows it today in this speech at the press club this afternoon, he may well be gone. Now, I'll get to that in a moment. I need your calls, advice. I've got some ideas, but what do you think Tony Abbott can do to turn it around? Can he fix it? Can he turn it around? What should he do? Is he beyond help? As I say, this is about our country. They're talking about raffling the prime ministership again. Do you want to change? What can he do? How can he change? How can he pull it out of the mire? 96900 693 1313 32. You should be in the middle of this. You should be really in the middle of this, not these Liberal game players. I've never seen such a rapid turnaround on a Prime Minister. I think he is really disliked by the voters. 96900 693 1313 32. Now, I've got some ideas about just what he can do. But I think there's a far bigger issue here. What happened in Queensland is unprecedented. The turnaround, from 9 seats to 44 or 45 seats for Labor? Probable government. Now, to me, that says Australia is becoming ungovernable. It follows what happens in Victoria. If voters are going to toss out governments so quickly, no government will be willing to make the tough decisions. And you need at times to make tough decisions. Campbell Newman in Queensland might have been arrogant in your face, but he did some tough things, like slash the public service, which had to be done. Labor did nothing and promised nothing. So that's my point. Is this the way of the future for Australia? You make tough decisions, you get thrown out. You sit in opposition and promise nothing, dodge answers about what you do, and you win. Have a look at Bill Shorten at the moment. He's way out in front as preferred Prime Minister. His party would easily win government. He would be Prime Minister, but all on the basis of promising nothing. He's wanted as Prime Minister, according to all the polls. But what would he do? Nobody knows, because he won't tell us. This is the new politics. This is my point. The country is becoming ungovernable. You're in the middle of it. It's your country, 24 to 9. Caroline, hello.
Hello, how are you, Neil?
What do you think?
Well, I think he should resign.
Why?
I don't like him.
Okay, who do you want in?
But, well, I'm sick and tired of both politicians, Labor and Liberal.
Well,
tell them to get on with governing this country and stop fighting amongst themselves.
But, Caroline, who do you want? If you want Abbott out, who do you want in?
Well, Turnbull's not a bad idea.
Campbell Newman? He just got
destroyed. Turnbull.
Oh, Malcolm.
Malcolm.
Malcolm Turnbull.
Yeah, he's not a bad idea.
Failed leader.
Liberals are in at the moment.
Failed leader, a man who walks into the room and is quite convinced in any room he's the most intelligent man in it. Arrogant.
No, I think Tony Abbott's arrogant.
Well, you might be right, but Malcolm Turnbull certainly is. Thank you, Carol. I think Tony Abbott's lost confidence. I don't know, it's about arrogance. What can he do? I've got some ideas. First, he can communicate to the people. Don't just recite the official talking points. Engage people. Communicate. Here's an example. Tony Abbott was talking to me 2 weeks ago. I suggested to him his leadership was in trouble. His government was in trouble. I asked if he was... Now, listen to the salesmanship here, or the lack of communication. I asked if he was part of the problem. This is what he said.
Well, again, Neil, I say, look at the record. Now, I think last year's record was a record of solid achievement, and the important thing is to... build on that, and that's exactly what we're going to be doing this year.
You do a good job last year? Did you sell it? Did you do it properly?
again, Neil, when you look at what happened last year, the boats stopped, the carbon tax went, the mining tax went, three free trade agreements were successfully negotiated that had eluded governments for a decade, the live cattle trade, which the former government... virtually closed down, is booming again, absolutely booming. I just think that, it is a solid record of achievement.
That's the problem. He's just reciting a list of talking points. He is not communicating. He is not engaging. He's better than that. He should talk to us as if we have a brain. Now, of course, he's not the only one who does that, of course. They all treat us like that. But it's hurting him more than anybody. And we are not stupid, Prime Minister. That's point one. Point two, he's got to show strength. His government is struggling. There is no... They're gone. They're gone unless something really dramatic turns around. There is no point in this softly, softly approach anymore. Bit of the Gough Whitlam crash or crash through approach. Make decisions you know are right. Stand by them. Believe in them. Don't back down. That Medicare co-payment, the $5, was not bad policy, for heaven's sake. University reform is needed. Now, today, we're told he's going to dump his paid parental leave scheme. How many times have I argued that with him and said he should? Oh, no, he was never going to dump it. Well, he's going to do a backflip, or at least delay it. He's on a hiding to nothing here. It was bad policy in the first place. He committed to it. Now he's going to be seen to backflip. He'll come up with new childcare provisions, a new package. But, all right, think it through and sell it. Lead. That's the second point. Lead. Third, act like an opposition. Put it back onto Bill Shorten. He's committing to nothing. Put it back on Bill. Fourth, admit the errors. Stop the dodging. Get out there and say, yes, we've mucked it up. I've mucked it up. The Senate's part of it, but we haven't handled it well. From here on in, we lead properly. And we demand Bill Shorten does the same. 96900 693 1313 32. The feedback, nmitchell@3rw.com.au. People have stopped listening. He's got to win them back by talking to them like people. He needs to talk like a person, not a politician. Trust us. We are not stupid. What do you think he can do? Turned around. Steve, hello.
Yeah, good. How are you?
Okay.
Look, he's got three shackles around his ankles, basically, and those heavy steel balls are going to be very hard for him to remove.
What about?
Which are work choices, the paid parental leave scheme, where our mums and dads have all brought up children without any assistance.
Work choices from a previous life when John Howard was in charge.
You know, I still think it's a big shackle around his ankle.
Yeah.
And, of course, the knighthood. I think all of his... choices that he's made over the years have been very judgmental towards him, and I don't think his colleagues are going to leave.
So you think he's finished?
Yes.
And who do you want in?
Well, you've got Morrison, you've got Turnbull, so I think it'll be a bit of a debate between those two.
I think this is part of the problem, Steve. There's no obvious replacement. I've spoken to some senior people behind the scenes, and look, we'll be talking to a Liberal backbencher in Queensland in a moment who says he's got the message. I want to find out what the message is after what happened up there. But I've talked to people behind the scenes. They don't know. The numbers people don't know. They can't call it. And part of the reason is there's no real successor. The party doesn't like Malcolm Turnbull. They think he's arrogant and too far to the left. Scott Morrison, they don't think's ready. And Julie Bishop, well, look, she's performed well in foreign affairs, but... that's not too challenging politically. She's been competent. She looks good. She sounds good. In the end, foreign affairs is not a divisive portfolio. And remember, she failed as shadow treasurer. She was dumped as shadow treasurer. If she can't be shadow treasurer, how can she be prime minister? She's not up to it.